your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. What is repentance? Man, by nature, has been created weak. To err is only human, and man commits wrongdoings repeatedly. The solution to this in God's court is known as repentance. Repentance is to turn around in regret and express remorse after wrongdoing, resolving to reform oneself. In this connection, a verse from the Quran says, "Believers, turn to God in sincere repentance. Your Lord may well forgive your bad deeds and admit you into gardens watered by running streams." 66:8. What is the right method of repentance? A verse from the Quran says, "But God undertakes to accept repentance only from those who do evil out of ignorance, and those who repent soon after. God turns towards such people with mercy. He is all-knowing and all-wise." 4:17. According to this verse of the Quran, the right method of repentance is the one that is done without any delay. Repentance done later on is not the correct method. God, the Creator, has endowed man with a faculty known as conscience. As soon as man commits a sin, his conscience is aroused. He feels a deep remorse for the wrong committed. But this remorse does not remain at that level eternally. Initially, this remorse is intense and painful, but slowly it weakens. If repentance is delayed further, this feeling of remorse disappears completely, and the strong motivation for reform will fade away. He will be aware of the wrong committed, but he will not feel the need to reform himself. If earlier, his was a case of a live conscience, with delay, his conscience will become lifeless. How should one introspect after making a mistake? When you make a mistake, the process of introspection begins with admitting your error. Without this confession, true self-correction cannot occur. Instead of trying to justify the mistake, you should reflect and seek to discover why it was made in the first place, which helps prevent repeating it. Introspection encourages self-reassessment, transforming a mistake into a mistake plus. That activates your mind and leads to brainstorming, enhancing creativity and analytical ability. This inner self-appraisal is a major source of spiritual development and helps you reform yourself by not justifying your faults. Introspection acts as a mirror, reflecting your true self and enabling you to recognize and correct your wrongs, leading to intellectual and spiritual growth. What happens when you repent after making a mistake? One of the teachings of the Quran is tawbah, which means repentance. When you make a mistake and do tawbah, the blessings of God will return to you. The Quran declares that after engaging in genuine repentance, one who has erred will be unburdened by the effect of his bad deeds. What is most important is that the wrongdoer will be granted forgiveness by God and will consequently be rewarded with paradise in the hereafter. This divine blessing is not confined to the next world. In the extended sense, it also includes the present world. Family life and social life will also be blessed with the fruits of tawbah. What are the words a believer should utter as tawbah? When a believer makes a mistake, an example of a supplication for forgiveness, as uttered by the Prophet, is, "Glory be to you, O Lord, and praise I bear witness that there is no God save you. I seek your forgiveness and turn to you in repentance." This supplication is effective only if uttered with earnestness and a keen awareness of its meaning, not as a mere mechanical recital. Admitting one's mistakes leads to modesty and entitles one to God's grace and blessings. What does God expect a believer to do when someone wrongs him and asks for his forgiveness? When someone wrongs a believer and then asks for forgiveness, God expects a higher response of forgiveness and adopting a reform approach instead of exacting revenge. While retaliation to the same degree as the injury is permissible, responding with patience and forgiveness holds more value in the eyes of God and can even atone for one's sins. The Quran states, "But whoever pardons and amends will find his reward with God. He does not love the wrongdoers." 42:40. if a believer leaves the matter to God and bears it for God's sake, his action will be rewarded in this world and the next.